coming up on Speak Up.
So you think about 50 years ago, feeling like the oddball out in your classroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now, guess what? You can be the oddball online. If you're not being talked about, if your pictures aren't shared enough, if you don't have enough likes, guess what?
You're the oddball.
Yeah, that's right.
So it doesn't matter. You're just now it's just public.
It all starts now.
81% of parents don't think dating violence is a problem.
Right.
What you're going through, you think you're the only one that's ever gone through this.
It is not always well. Sex is not the sin, and sex is not the problem.
You know, address the elephant in the room. Don't miss that opportunity.
I think as women, we have a lot of things to do. We multitask, so that's why we have to control.
This is the age of social media. We've never been more connected. We're spending an average of 3 hours per day on social media. This connection is supposed to be a good thing, but have we become addicted to this? Is social media a blessing or is it a curse? Who's going to speak up about this? This is our topic.
Well, I think social media is a blessing and it's also a curse.
Okay. Like most things in life.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is true. That is true. I think among our young people, our teenagers and, you know, those in college and stuff, it has become a way of life, actually.
Yeah.
A young lady I know was in college, and she had a roommate, and her and the roommate had a few lifestyle differences. And so instead of the roommate sharing that lifestyle difference with her face-to-face, she shared it through the face of Twitter.
For the whole world to see.
And to react.
Did she use her name?
No, but when you say things like, my roommate,
how many roommates do you have?
The dorm was now talking about their roommate business. And so folks had to tell the other young lady who was affected. She had to go to her RA. She had to get moved to a new room because now it had become a problem. Like, it's uncomfortable. How do you now go to your room and feel comfortable? You can't. So one of the negative sides, I believe, of this situation and social media is that instead of expressing things to each other face to face, what we do now is we just type it out.
Because that screen is so protective. There are so many things that we will type to a computer that we would never, ever say to you.
Yeah. See, but for some kids, though, it is a way to connect with people. Like, if they don't have a lot of energy to make friends, sometimes they find it easier just to connect on Facebook.
But then they also find it easy to look into the lives of other people and compare themselves and find out why they don't feel so great and why this and that. There's a comparison.
You guys are talking about kids all the time. Well, I have to say, when I came to America, I thought that I would never, ever again see many dear friends of mine, you know, high school friends and so so forth and so on. And when Facebook came around, I was like,
And that was the intention, right? I think that was the intention.
And I was like, I see you again.
Look at you. You look just the same, just better, and then you feel good about yourself.
Sure. Yeah, all the, and then the lies started to surface. And then you go, oh, I'm sorry I meet you again. I don't want to see you ever again. I'll block you again.
Unfriend you. Right. I think so. It was good, or they had great intent.
They had great intention.
It's just that it got a little out of hand when people started getting
But that's human nature. Anything can be used for evil or for good.
Yeah.
It all comes back to how we use it.
No, I think the problem is, too, is that instead of us controlling over it, it's controlling us.
So it can become an addiction. That's when you cannot stay one day without looking
scrolling
at your phone. You feel antsy and anxious. That's maybe one of the signs.
And as a healthcare provider, I don't see patients directly, but I review charts. And when I review it, I see a lot of patients getting hit by vehicles because they're not paying attention.
That is very true.
I would love to have my kids here because they say that when I'm on, quote, social media, never mind, I might be reading something that has nothing to do with social media. Could be a research study for all
that is the other thing. Yeah. There are papers, there are news, there are books.
This is our
all kinds of things
life
that we
now.
Use.
But they think that I'm totally focused and they talk to me and they go, my daughter says, Mom, I'm about to, you know, run away and you're never going to see me again. Say, okay, I love you too.
You don't pay attention to people.
No, right.
Have you seen, there was a commercial that showed one time, the person look at here, the husband, the wife is next to them, quiet. And they're like looking in. So that we don't have time for the people that matter because we're spending too much time with this virtual world that's not real in many ways.
I think our adolescents too, like I see them a lot of times clients, and I didn't believe it at first. And then when I saw, like, there was a retreat that happened in my house, uh-huh. the youth were there, and I was like, they were so quiet. They're supposed to be, like, talking to each
yeah.
other.
Yeah.
They were, like, yeah. sitting no. side
all
by side,
with
and
their
they were
thing.
Like, right. come on.
They were probably texting each other.
Took almost 40 of our youth to Camp Blue Ridge uh-huh. a couple weeks ago. Camp Blue Ridge is up in the mountains.
Yeah, no signal.
There's no signal.
They put little Wi-Fi.
Oh, now they have
in the
Wi-Fi.
General area, like in the lunchroom and then in the general meeting room. So when we got there late the Friday, uh-huh. the monitor was not on to give them the Wi-Fi password. Uh-huh. So everybody was talking. Uh-huh. By Saturday after breakfast, we noticed people's head were down. I said, y'all got the password, didn't you?
Yeah.
But it was only available in those two spots. So right. once they got a chance to go hiking, yeah. go in the canoe, go in various areas, they were all into each other.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the option of this.
Exactly.
I didn't have the option of
this. People are going to think that I'm a stickler, and so be it. But when I've taken time, when I'm going and I'm talking to these girls,
they have to
and
turn in their phones, go, don't they?
They check their phone in at the door.
They have to turn in their phone. Yeah.
Leave it at the door.
Really? You
yeah.
tell them?
Yeah.
No phones mm-hmm. in the
we
room.
Make
and guess what? They get
the
over
they're
it.
Okay with
they
it.
Get over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
You know, one of the very negative sides of this is the cyberbullying that
yes.
happens. I read the story of this girl who actually, see, and now you can try to say, oh, why did she do that? She was sharing nude pictures with her boyfriend.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But mind you, sometimes more and more the girls are pressured to do that by the boyfriends.
Yep.
But that's aside. So she sent it to him thinking this is very intimate and personal. Guess what?
Everybody.
And this girl actually tried to commit suicide of this in the end. So there is this huge issue that can lead kids to then become depressed mm-hmm. and feel horrible about what happens.
You know, Tasha, you said earlier about them looking for a connection.
Yeah.
So you think about 50 years ago, feeling like the oddball out in your classroom, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now, guess what? You can be the oddball online. If you're not being talked about, if your pictures aren't shared enough, if you don't have enough likes, guess what?
You're the oddball.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. You're just now it's just public.
Yeah. Please tell me, what's up with the
fish face.
Well,
selfies.
Yeah, selfies. I'm very liberal. I'm all for, you know, boost your self-esteem. But you don't look good. You just don't look good doing that.
Actually, this is something that they love to do, and particularly on the age. And,
that's incredible.
It's cuteness. But, yeah, you have to be careful how you portray yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
Because that's how people see you.
And I think when you're 16, 17, you think that this is just for now. You just don't think about 10 years from now. Yeah. Am I going to look back on this and regret it?
Yeah.
We have got to send that message to our young girls.
Yeah.
We've been through this. We've been on the other side. And believe me, trust us. Travels
it
with
will
you.
Come back.
But you know what? Let me also take the side on those, like, on social media, posting whatever they feel, because it might be the only way of them expressing, and because they probably don't have anybody.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
And guess what? We have with us today Pastor Sam Nevis. He's a communications and social media specialist. He's here joining us to help clarify some of these issues. Welcome, Pastor Sam. What do you think? I mean, is it a curse? Is it a blessing? Is it both?
What a fantastic group of panelists you have that explored most of what it is.
Yeah.
No, it's not just a problem for teens.
It's for everyone.
No, everyone. How do you think the teens got to it? You know,
that's true.
Mom and dad are constantly there just answering the last email, just. And then we're not paying attention to each other.
Yeah.
But it's very important that we realize social media has not created anything new. We are still the same humans as we were before social media. Whatever happened in the playground, now it happens to the bigger playground. So it just amplifies a reality that already existed.
Mm.
That's a very important thing to point out.
Thank you. That's very, very key. And we have lots of questions for you here today. We'll be back with much more after the break with my Speak Up friends and Pastor Sam. We're speaking up about social media today, and global communicator Pastor Sam is here helping us today. Now, Pastor Sam, I know you are someone who is involved with this. You're creating social media for us to use. Some people say that people like you are doing a disservice to society, that people should take vacation from social media. What do you say to them?
I think they're absolutely right.
They are.
I love more holidays myself. That would be wonderful. Yes. The answer is yes. We are creating a world where people are so hungry for new stuff that it's difficult to create. Right now, there are people watching us on social media.
That's right.
And they are engaging. So it would be terrible for us to say that social media is bad. That's how they're listening.
Right. Yeah?
So
right.
It's a good thing and it's a bad thing, just like a knife and like you've been saying mm-hmm. before. Life right. can be used to cook beautiful food that brings nourishment to people, or it can kill.
Yeah.
Both are equally right. true. But regarding this, let's not be overwhelmed with it. There is a new movement for a digital Sabbath. And you're watching, this is a
digital right. Sabbath. A Sabbath, like rest.
Now, they're not religious.
Ah.
You would think that this was started by the Adventist Church. I wish I had thought of this.
You yeah, really that one. I think they call it a Facebook
Take your
fast.
Sabbath today.
Things like a Facebook
fast. Absolutely. And there's a growing movement for this. Huh. People are realizing that they are so overwhelmed and addicted to their little screen, because the smaller the screen, the more time we spend on it. To that screen, that they are losing the real connections in real life.
And see, that's the issue.
They're taking a Sabbath. One day a week, turn it off. That's it. And put it down.
Wow. And if it's an emergency, people will find you on the phone.
You've
they can
always
call you.
Been able to be reached.
That's right. Some
way. Before social media, they that's knew right. how to find you. Exactly. Even before cell phones, they knew how to find you.
That's right. Yeah. That is right.
You will not be lost.
No. Yeah.
Now, so there is a positive, a very positive element to it then, where, you know, people are isolated. Sometimes, as Jussara was saying, there are people that weren't part of our lives, but they're far away. I think about people in mission overseas. They're away from their families. They're away from friends, people that love them. They can connect. They can see their grandkids. They can see their children or their friends. And that's part of the positive side of it, I think. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
But it's being used in moderation in that sense,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most likely.
Is that.
There are many things here.
No.
Our brains, we were not created to deal with milliseconds and seconds and all of the interactions that go on. We were created to live in the present. Our bodies respond to the sun, the moon, the stars. That's how we get tired. Except electricity came in. And then we shifted.
Right. The whole...
Everything changed.
And we are
now,
on 24
think
hours.
About it. We're here right now. We're present. Fully present here
talking. I have
talking.
My iPad.
Okay? Now, I can choose to enter a friend's timeline for something they posted yesterday. I just left my real time and space, and I entered another time and space. The guy's in London. Yeah. But I'm seeing him right here, right now. I'm interacting with him.
Right.
We cannot handle too much of that.
Yeah.
We were not made for
it. We can only
this.
Handle so much. So what happens to our brain? It gets overburdened?
No, we become isolated. This breaks our connection. We think that we are connecting with so many people online. Mm-hmm. And no, we're not.
Superficial. It's a pseudo-connection.
It's a pseudo-connection.
Yeah.
And we were made to connect. Mm-hmm. Now, predators... And there are many predators online.
That is a big issue.
Right?
Yeah.
They come in, and it's very dangerous. Just a month ago, two young ladies in Russia, 15-year-old, 17-year-old, they jumped from a building.
Oh.
You see, we use social media in a positive way. So we have this 40 days of prayer kind of thing. You may have heard of it.
Yeah.
You pray for 40 days. By the end of it, you experience new life.
Yeah.
Well, evil has found a way.
To get in our
to do the opposite of that. So in 40 days, or in this case, 50 days, every day there will be at 4:20 in the morning a message. Do this, do that, different challenges throughout the day.
No.
And they kept doing those challenges. The more they did it, the more isolated they become. Uh-huh. This is real and it's serious and it's going on right
Parents
now.
Parents need to be aware of this.
The 50th challenge was to jump from a building.
Well, you're kidding. And they jumped.
And they jumped.
Yeah. Following what was being suggested.
Right.
Yeah, talking about parents, I thank God my kids were older when this came around.
There was no cell phones?
Yeah.
You're that old? No
they are that old.
They are that old.
So am I, but I have nephews and I have niece cousins that they're children and you know they're young and I see them using social media and all that. I love to be connected with them, but oftentimes I think should this kid be able to have this power in her hand with the so little
at
maturity.
A young age.
Right.
There's
at
no maturity
age?
Because I am an adult and I have difficulty
controlling
my own time.
Imagine a little
imagine
child.
Imagine little, you know, kids who have no maturity.
Right.
And they're great tools for that.
And let me, in addition to that, like, what at what age do we allow our kids to get exposed to, like, even cell phones?
When do you give them a gift
like, because
for
I feel
a
like
cell phone?
These kids are like, when you know, I got a driver's license.
Amen.
These
are like,
how, oh, my. Amen. So you waited.
My mom waited. It wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah. Right. Because in my mom's mind, it was, if you're at home, Why do you need a cell phone? If I send you to school, I know where to find you. School. If I send you to church, I know where to find you. Church.
That's a great
point. The cell phone came in because when you're driving, if in the case of an emergency, you have a phone.
Yeah, I heard about this four-year-old girl. Actually, like, the mom didn't know that she started ordering online, and she was like, oh, I got a bill. I'm like, oh, we got some packages. And this
but
girl.
But it's amazing. The young kids, they know how to do things.
Pastor Sam, you have young kids.
Do they already have an iPhone?
So this is what the research shows. Before they're one-year-old, before they're one, before they learn how to talk or even walk properly, they can unlock phones already.
They swipe.
They know how to memorize the shape of the password, and they reproduce it. My son is seven now, but since he was four, he knew the passwords for my phone, the iPad, my wife, he knew everything.
That is dangerous.
And recently, he figured out, now the four-year-old, because I have three boys. I need prayers, if you
will. Yeah, you
so
do.
He realized how to search, how to shop for stuff he wants on Amazon.
Oh, wow. Okay?
That was the time to lock that thing with a digital fingerprint, right? Because he could order. But they know they have access to information. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. They use it. Yeah. They just press the button, then they speak. I want to know about the praying mantis. And then they learn about the praying mantis. And
which is great,
so
it
could be helpful, but parents have to put some limits. What kind of limits?
There are new devices that can help with this.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. This is not a problem that is
unsolvable,
easy to fix.
Right.
But it is possible
available.
To fix.
Yeah.
So there is this device that limits each account.
So what'd you tell parents?
You can even limit your husband. I know that most of you would love to do that, right?
That would be nice.
Just limit how much time they spend on each application.
Okay.
Right?
Wow.
So search for
so
this.
So how much
it's a
time
tool.
Should a child spend on average on a day, during a day, for
doing
instance,
what?
On social media for their own good. Not, let's say, they say, I'm doing homework. It's, you're searching. That's important.
Right.
Don't count that. If it's for their own fun, friends, other things like that, how much time should a parent?
Well, it depends. You know. What age are you talking about? Because a four-year-old has only social media access they have is YouTube. Right?
Yes.
So YouTube is the greatest source of knowledge, a great blessing and a curse.
Right.
Then we link to another situation, which is very dangerous. They start discovering pornography very early on. Okay, don't wait till they're teenagers. You know, eight-year-olds are looking for this, and they can find it immediately.
Yeah.
So parents, more than the time, and each parent has to discover this for themselves, I would say the least possible.
Yeah.
But
I read that the pediatricians that actually talk to parents on this, they say no more than 2 hours a day.
That's already too much.
They say no more than two hours a day.
The average is 3 to 4 hours, so we need to bring that down.
Yes.
But take your children outside.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
That's where learning really takes place. Sitting kills, and kids learn this.
And
early.
One last thing. Put your phone down.
As an adult.
See, as a role model.
Right? Yeah. That email, I know it's not going to send itself, but you don't need to send it when you're home.
Yeah.
Turn it off as you come to your driveway. Just switch. It's easy. You put it up, press airplane mode. It's not complicated.
Turn off. This is so key because, indeed, they're watching. They're seeing what you do, and they'll model what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
More than saying, we have to live what we say. That was very, very helpful. Thank you, Pastor Sam, for being with us. We have more information to share with you on our website. Go there, visit our page, which is right on the screen. You'll be able to download our Speak Up notes on social media, and you'll be able to share this with your friends, with your family, maybe with your kids, too. There's more to come. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break. We're speaking up about social media today. Ladies, what have we learned from that very lively, interesting discussion?
It's good and bad.
Yeah. Don't give kids iPads, iPhones at a very, very young age.
You know, you say that. I have a nephew. He's not that young. He's six.
Uh-huh.
And he has been complaining because he doesn't have an iPhone. I said, your dad doesn't have an iPhone.
Oh.
You know, well, how come you want that? But, you know, kids are expecting that their friends have it, they want it, and they come to you as a parent.
My little niece is four. She has a little tablet. But the educational kind, where she learns like her little lessons, her little numbers and stuff like that, that's good. She's not exposed to the
swiping of the phones, and it's always an issue, probably because her mom and her dad, you know, they're not really...
If they're not using it, that's the key.
You know,
you know
what?
We did that with my niece. She was obsessed with the iPhone, so I went and got her a fake one that I thought looked the same.
She knew the difference.
Well, children are very smart.
Yes, they are so smart.
So they'll pick up on that.
I just want to remind you guys that, you know, this is an adult issue for sure. Yeah. And if my kids will ever watch the show, they can testify. It is an issue, and it, like everything else, it requires work.
Yeah, sure.
So
you have to learn when to put it down.
You have to learn how to put it
down.
You have
to be intentional and set your own boundaries.
Right? Exactly. Yes. There should be control over, like, using it and not us, not the social media controlling us.
And you know what takes my time on social media? It's not really the, you know, talking to people. Mm-hmm. It's the baby videos and the puppies.
The cat videos.
The things that, the cute things, you know. But, you know, I have some friends that they spend a whole lot of time. Sometimes we are the two of us together maybe having dinner. And, yeah, we're talking. And then they're like, yeah.
It feels like.
No, I'm listening.
Right. You're really
Oh, yeah. So
it doesn't feel
you
good.
Feel like you're not really connecting with
that
person.
You're not looking at each other.
Nothing wrong about, you're important.
Put it down.
I'm not going to be answering
the phone. And that's why there's a time and a place.
Yes.
So, like I talked about earlier, you're coming to a seminar. You're here to learn something, to be present, to interact. Mm-hmm. Put the phone down. But at the same time, I can't stand up here and tell you that social media is all bad because I use it every single day.
Absolutely not.
As somebody that's working with teens and young adults, if I'm not on social media, I am not relevant.
Right.
Yeah. They are going to check out anyway. Right. So
and
I
there
have
are
to
many
use it.
Other wonderful things. There are apps that we use for exercise. There,
oh, definitely.
I mean, in the medical field, they're very helpful things for us professionals. Mm-hmm. I mean, many, many wonderful
so
things.
Just so just like parenting, there's not a set formula to deal with it. So I think we should really go by the principle of it all.
Good choices.
Yeah. The good choices, the
managing your
managing your time, things like that. Because during, you know, the Bible times, they didn't have, you know, Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. Yet we can draw some spiritual lessons from the Bible.
Yeah. That is very important. Did you have a text to share with us?
Yes, I do. And this is relevant for me because what really, what is it really that I'm doing when I am on social media that is distracting me from my spiritual growth? Mm-hmm. And it comes down to time. It's simple as that.
It's taking your time.
So it's taking my time. And my daughter many times tells me, Mom, put the phone down when I talk to you.
Oh.
So, you know, and I can get blue in the face arguing with her. I'm reading something really important. She says, it doesn't matter. I want you to look at me. Mm-hmm. And I go like, okay. But I do. Yeah. So...
She's going to start putting it on social media. Mom,
look
at me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mom, like my status that says, Mom, look at me.
So in Ecclesiastes 3:1, of course, this is, you know,
we use this
quite, that's a classic, yeah. So it says that there's a time for everything. And a season for every activity under the heavens, and including, right now, including checking your, you know, social media, whatever you do. Mm-hmm. But like everything else, moderation.
Yeah.
You know, the self-gratification is so powerful when you're doing things like that it's also, it's a chemistry in your brain that draws you back to it.
Yes.
You know, it's like when you open the fridge, you know, you already opened the fridge like 3-4 times and you keep going back and open the fridge. You know, there's nothing there.
New.
But you keep doing it. You're looking at your
It becomes like an
media.
Automatic behavior that sometimes you're not even sure what you're looking for. But you said something so powerful. God is telling us in that text, indeed, you need to be able to look at time. Time is a gift.
It is.
It's one of those gifts that we all have, that we have to use it wisely. Mm-hmm. And if you think that the time that we're using on social media is the most important time in terms of relationships, we're missing out. That's why your daughter said that. And I think all of us is a good reminder that God is saying, you know, there's time for that. That's good things that you get here. But make time for personal relationships, to really looking eye to eye to people, to care for people.
That's right.
Do the other things.
One of my mentors always tells me, Novella, wherever you are, be there.
be present.
Be there.
Be present. Because you can be there and
not be present.
Not be there.
Wherever you are, be there.
Yeah.
Be there.
Very good. Thank you. This is a great discussion today. We learned that social media can be a blessing. But if it's not used wisely, it can also bring terrible consequences for our lives. If you are a parent, be aware of what your kids are doing online. Watch out. Talk to them about this. Talk about their social media interactions and the risks for addiction. It is critical to set boundaries and to limit their screen time. Remember to visit our website because there's information there for you. There are resources on social media. You can download our Speak Up notes on that topic. And give us a call. Our prayer partners are available to pray with you right now. We'll see you next time to speak up on issues that matter for your whole health and happiness.